Really, Riley? Really, Riley? Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast.
Woo! Hey, beloveds. Happy Friday. I hope you had a great week. I had a wonderful week. Yesterday, I had my first dress fitting for my wedding dress. So I had it custom made, like, now what is it, a year and a half ago, before pandemic, before I got pregnant with my second child and went through all that. And here we are, like, what is it, 90 something days, like maybe 91 or 92. I didn't want to look at it because it gives me palpitations to think the wedding is that close, but it's also so exciting. And everything is starting to feel very real, very bridal. And I don't know about you other brides or grooms, if you've been planning a wedding or you've planned a wedding or you're planning on planning a wedding, if you go through this, I am obsessing over the minutiae. And I swore that I would not do that. Like, I think as you get to the tail end of it, you're like trying to hold on to every little delicious moment of wedding planning for dear life because it's almost over. And God willing, this will be my only wedding, even though back in the day I planned two of them to the absolute wrong person. But this is the... I digress. This is my dream. Like, literally, dream man, dream family. This is the one time in my life that all of the people that are precious to me will be in one room at the same time. Like, seriously, like, all of my bridesmaids live all over the states. You know, all of my family is all over the states. You know, so to have them along with my new family that I'm marrying into, it's like, oh God, I want to hold on to every second of this. So I think it's semi-okay that I'm obsessing over the minutia, but the problem with that is obsessing over things and seeing things on Pinterest and seeing things in other brides' weddings. And I'm like, ooh, I want that, or ooh, I want that. It gets a little pricey, even if things are cheap. So for today's Fave 5, I put together a list of some of the things that are like extra, but I think they elevate things just a little bit. Like, things that are not super, super pricey, but that are worth the money. Like, for me, the things in a wedding, or my wedding, our wedding, that were big and non-negotiables, obvi the dress, videography, photography, and food. But then I found myself, like, thinking, what about all of the attention to detail things that are special? Now, I am a person, I didn't realize of how much I'm a perfectionist. I don't know if I'm a perfectionist in everything, but when I have a vision for something and I want something, if I'm able to afford it and or get it and make it happen, it's happening. Like, you know, in terms of my wedding dress, I wasn't really finding anything that I was liking. It was like I was finding bits and pieces of stuff, but I wasn't having that like aha moment with a dress. So I was like, I have to have it custom made. And here's the thing about having it custom made is that it's not as expensive as you would think, because with certain LTAs, if I'm pronouncing that right, whatever, a custom wedding, you know, design shops, it could be almost as pricey as just getting a dress off the rack and then doing those tweaks versus having it built for you. You know, I had it built together out of like three different dresses. That's a whole nother podcast. But what I'm saying is, if I want something specific, I'm going for it. And I think I got more specific about these little pieces of minutiae than I thought I would. But without further ado, I'm going to get to the list because I could ramble on forever about the whole wedding process. I'm so excited right now. So first on the list is an octagonal glass ring box. So you've seen all the wedding photos with the velvet ring boxes, which I got one of those too. But I thought this is such a cute little piece of elevation. So it's a little glass box. It's in an octagon. So if you get one of those velvet octagon ring boxes, you maybe put this photo of it has some greenery in it, or maybe you put some tissue paper. Hell, you could put glitter in there and it would be super, super pretty for your photos of either just your ring or of your invitation suite, which is what I plan on doing it for. I mean, it's $30. So the ring box that I bought was $17. So you're going to spend like $50 in this whole ensemble. But if you end up displaying your ring in it later, it's like something you're going to keep for a long time. And it was on Etsy. A lot of these are on Etsy. This next one I found off of somebody off of TikTok. And this is how crazy I am about focusing on the minutiae. This girl posted it on TikTok and I got her in the comments. And before she answered me and told me where she got it, I ended up like stalking it all over Etsy and trying to find it. So you know how the resin art is a big deal? Like, there's those beachy scenes that people do like ring holders out of, coffee tray, table trays, or like coasters. Well, there's this one artist on Etsy that takes your wedding bouquet flowers and puts it into like this ring holder that's, I don't know what the word is for it. It's like a, not a triangle, but like the longer type of triangle. Comes to a point, you put your rings on it. You get my drift. I loved this idea because no matter how cheap I tried to be with flowers, I spent way more money on flowers than I ever have or ever will in my life again. Like I didn't go overboard, but I definitely wanted a certain specific type of flower for the bridesmaids. And I wanted a specific look for my bouquet. I didn't go nuts in the venue. But if I'm going to spend all that damn money on it, I want to be able to keep a little bit of it. I wasn't super into the whole shadow boxing situation because I was going to do it myself, but then I had a friend do it and she had like molding in it. So it ended up getting ruined anyway. And I'm not going to display my bouquet somewhere. Like I've seen celebrities where they like literally display it in a glass case. And I was like, that's kind of creepy and morbid to me. I don't know why, but I loved this idea because it's just very sentimental. It's functional and it was only $50. As comparable to some of the shadow boxes that I've seen that are like $250, $350, $450, like what? Hold up. You know, that's expensive, but I loved this. The only caveat to this one, I feel like, is you have to send her, from what I read in the description of the item, you have to send it to her in 2 days. So I guess this sort of works for a lot of us couples that aren't going on an immediate honeymoon. But if you're going on an immediate honeymoon, like, you know, you're driving off into the sunset and then you're going to Hawaii, this may not work unless you have somebody take it there for you to FedEx or whatever. But I am not going on an immediate honeymoon. Like I will be leaving probably the day after or something like that. Or I can ask, you know, my wedding planner maybe to pack it up for me. We'll see what happens, but I definitely think I want one of these things. Staying within the flower theme, I have on here these silk artificial rose petals. Now, I'm not having a flower girl, but I think I may want someone ahead of time to throw rose petals down the aisle. Now, I went looking at Michael's for some of the rose petals, and they're just like the cheesy, icky rose petals. And I didn't ask my florist what, you know, four florals for a flower girl basket because I didn't really think that I was going to need it. And if it's not real flowers, I don't really want to do fake, like just the icky fabric ones. And I'm not trying to be bougie because these floral, like silk flower petals, they look like real petals. They're really pretty. And the color palette is gorgeous. They have them in all different kinds. Like I saw a beautiful like mauve, white, and champagne one for like deeper fall colors into a wedding. This one I love because it's like a champagne, a blush, and a white. Very subtle, very pretty. And I think what I'm going to do with it is maybe ornate the cake table with those. Because again, I said I didn't go crazy with the flowers because our reception venue is perfect within itself and its decor, so I didn't feel like I needed to. The next on this list is a custom hashtag gold sign. So for Marshall and I, we were going to do a fake greenery wall, and I'm going to have our last name printed up, the W's, in the side in gold cursive. But Marshall, my fiance, God love him, had this great idea that, you know, everybody has a wedding hashtag and you want people to hashtag you guys in their photos so you can go through your tagged photos and see if they snagged any great ones, because they often do. So this way, if you get this custom hashtag, you can put it in the bottom corner if you're having like a floral wall, or you can put it on your guest table next to the signage or whatever you do for a guest book so people know that that's your wedding hashtag. And it was, what is this? $20 on Amazon with free shipping. And I'm like, I spend $20 on coffee in a week, so why not? And last but never least, I love this. It's a farmhouse style rise, as they called it. But for me, I was thinking, how beautiful would this be for a cake holder or a cake stand? Because I'm really not about the big ornate cake stands. I was maybe not even going to do a cake stand because my cake is going to come in this nice like white cake board. I definitely wanted to do something different. And I felt like this is completely different. Like I'm not super huge on farmhouse blowing up all over my wedding because the venue that we are having a reception is pretty farmhouse-y within itself. But I liked this because it was versatile. It was a natural thing because the cake is so pretty and formal. So this kind of subdued it a little bit. Like, I'm all about like mixy matchy, not like one explosion of a theme, but different touches. And Marshall really loves natural wood. So I thought that this was pretty. And it comes in 1, 2, 3, 4 different types of sizes. So no matter what your wedding size is, you can get one. So I think they start at $12, which is still pretty damn cheap because you can't even go to TJ Maxx and get one of these things for that. And I think that goes up from there. And from what I'm looking at, they've got like a deep dark brown. They've got like a whitewash, a whiter version of the whitewash, and then just like the natural finish. So there you guys have it. That is my list of little things for your wedding that can just add that extra touch, elevate it just a tad, conversation pieces without it being super pricey. And of course, as per usual, I'm going to post this on my blog at ymsradio.com. I'm also going to put it up on my Instagram. And if you guys have any of your little trinkets that you wanted to share from your wedding, always, 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 the DMs are open at Riley Couture, RileyCouture. That's Facebook and Instagram. Snapchat is at Radio Recon. TikTok is Riley Couture 7. And then Twitter is Riley Couture 5. Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. It's really Riley.